The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Let's lift up our hands and look up to Him, our teacher. Our lover, let's lift up our holy hands to Him and ask Him again to show us the way, to teach us, to unveil unto us the more excellent way, the way of love. Let's respond to Him. Let's give Him praise again. He's worthy of our thanks. Let's offer unto Him the fruit of our lips. Let's praise Him. Let's give unto Him what is due unto His name. He's worthy to receive all thanks, to receive all power and glory. We thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ. We come to you again. We cannot stop coming. We will keep coming. We will come and come and come. And a day will come that will come and not go back. But for now, it is ordained that we keep coming. Therefore, we come again to your throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help, even at this hour, an hour of need. Jesus, we come to you in confidence because you have called us. And we ask, O Lord, that you will receive us. Amen. You will receive every soul. Amen. You will receive every heart. Amen. We receive help from above. Amen. In the dispensing of your word, Amen. Utterance, and also skill of the Spirit to deliver as we should and to speak as we ought to. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come under authority. I come under covering. I come under our parents, your servant and handmaiden. I come under. I take my place. And I function from there. I dispense from there. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I ask that you bless everyone present today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are in a very, very great time. And we will not stop saying this. Not because we don't know what to say. We can only say what He's saying. If by adventure it will strengthen our faith the more. To know that something is happening. Something is happening. I know it. I know that something is happening. Something is happening. You remember, you know, Pastor Uta made mention of this during the teaching, you know, talking about the encounters of many, many years back, you know, and how the Lord arrested many of us, and then throwing us on the path. I know that smell. I know that smell. We encountered it many, many years ago. The Lord harvested a crop of people that today, by God's grace, are dependable vessels in the hand of our Father. And I'm feeling again that that net is being thrown. They are throwing that net again. And I'm trusting the Lord that you will be caught. Yeah. I'm trusting the Lord you will be caught, that you are going to be part of those crop, the next crop of people that the Lord is harvesting this season, you know, for the assignment ahead. You know, when those nets were also thrown, some responded, some didn't. I understand the place of seasons in our lives because God does things in due time. He said, and when, you know, in the fullness of time, God sent his Son. You know, but it's also good that you also recognize when your time is full. You know, when your time is full, and then the Lord wants to draw you close to also entrust things in your hand. Put things in your hand, and Jesus can go to sleep believing that what he has given to you, you know, will yield back to him. So all the channels that God is using now, they are all platforms of transfer. They are all platform of transfer. There are things, I can tell you vividly, there are things that you will receive by properly aligning. The Lord will help us. There are things that you are meant to receive, but you can't receive them until you align properly. Daddy, in a measure, I know that he has distributed himself already, in a measure. At least you heard it during life campaign, when he said all his sons have taken one version of himself. So if you take all of them together, nobody can take everything. So there are portions in people that is also an outflow of deposit that all of us also need to have access to.
Facilimo sebrende feni calabanda savante. Librondo silva mania cam bringi my savante. Elivondo segi brandai cam teaching you the path of my savante. Me cam bringi you and teaching you the path of my savante. I cam bringi you the precepts and the things which raised your father. Me cam bringi you the very things which raised your father. Me come bringing you the things which raised your father. Me come teaching you even the precepts and the lines which raised Busui. Me come teaching you the precepts and the lines which raised your father Busui. may come bringing and teaching you the things which breaks Busuyi. I have come today to teach you the power and the force that raised Busuyi. I am come today to teach you the forces and the powers and the spirits that raised Busuyi. I am come to show you how Busuyi was raised. I am come to open Busuyi. I am come to open Busuyi. I am sent down from the throne of grace to open Busuyi. I am sent down from the Father of light to open Busuyi. I am sent down from the throne of grace to open Busuyi. They sent me here. I am sent here today to open you to Busuyi's spirit. I am sent here today to open to you the pathway of Busuyi. I was sent here. I was sent here. I am an angel from the Most Holy. I am sent here even to show you the patterns of Busuyi. Busuyi was distributed even to Adisa. Busuyi was distributed even to Uta. Busuyi was distributed even to Pastor James, even to Pastor Monday, even to all your pastors. He was distributed like a bread on the Last Supper. I am sent here. I am sent even by the Father. A power has sent me here to empower many. I am come even to crop many. I am sent here even to crop many. I want to crop you into that pathway, even the pathway of Busuyi. I am sent here. Say the Lord Jesus.
Amen. The Lord will help us. The Lord will also help our heart. In the name of Jesus Christ. When the Lord multiplied the bread, he took the bread, he blessed it. So, having blessed the bread, he gave it to the disciples. And he asked disciples to fill the people. He took the bread and he blessed the bread. Having blessed the bread, he broke it. So, it's one bread taken, broken, given for distribution. So, he gave it to the disciples, and from the disciples to them that sat. Even amongst us as pastors, we also need to submit to one another. Submission as a principle of the kingdom that goes beyond ranking. That goes beyond ranking. What I mean is, there are certain graces from Daddy Busuyi in Pastor Shegu we need to submit to tap. But there is a grace. That's how the principle of submitting one to another is the lifestyle of the kingdom. So it's a principle of service. The principle of service. There are certain graces in Daddy Busuyi that I know that Pastor Uta has. She's very careful. So what I'm saying to us is that I'm just trying to help us to open our eyes. Open our eyes so that we can harness grace. We can harness things. Because if you don't honor the people you see, you're not honoring Pastor Busuyi. You aren't. So you can't claim to honor Daddy Busuyi and dishonor the people is set over you. It's not spiritually ethical. Why? Because eventually you are dishonoring Daddy Busuyi. That's what it means. Why? Because when the Lord encountered Paul of Tarsus, he told him, he said, "You are persecuting me. It is me you are persecuting." And of course, to our own mind, you will say, "But Jesus, I can never persecute you. Who am I?" But one is violating a principle in the spirit. The Lord will strengthen us. And I know the Lord is laying blocks. There are things I say, I don't say them because I've seen something. Sometimes I can pick things in my spirit that may likely be your hindrance. The reason why you are not journeying well, there is a wiring in the mind that is conflicting with laws in the spirit. So places like some of the utterances that came now, I didn't plan it. And it's not because I've seen something or you did something. No. But I also know that when God is working, he's seeing things that can prevent you from truly being taken in. Very, very important. The things that our pastor shared with us, singles and waiting. I told him one way, you know, he was done with at home at the table gisting. And I told myself, what happened is you are handing over back the things we were given, the things we were given. And I want you to relate what I'm saying now with the interpretation of the prophecy. Amen. Amen. Why? Because Daddy taught us what he had received. And honestly, he's still bringing those things out. So when he also instructed Timothy, he said, make sure you commit the same also to faithful men who shall be able to also teach others. So the things that Timothy had, he was given, Paul gave him. And Paul also charged him to ensure that the same is also given, not just to just any man, given to faithful men. So the place of we coming to the place of, you know, investing, you know, investing in values of the spirit, investing in service, investing in prayers, investing in our personal development, investing in meditation, looking to scriptures. They are all building materials. These are things that we need to consciously pay attention to for our feet to be rooted, for us to have foundation, for us to have foundation. If not, the building can be blown away. Why? Because it's not solidly founded. And let me tell you something. If you check around, honestly speaking, we have reached a place in the spirit where the Lord will not necessarily say something new again. Go and check it. If you want to believe what I'm saying now, start moving around all sister ministries and from time to time, peep into what is being preached. So when you heard like two or three Wednesdays, Daddy said, the message has been fully restored. Now, in the place of trying to exhume or unearth what has been buried, right? So it's a time of restoration, trying to restore the totality of the gospel. So there is a place of strong spirit of revelation. Strong spirit of revelation to go back. Are we together? And bring those things back to sight. Bring all the materials back to sight. That's just it. So it was a time of exports, moving things from heaven to sight. So much of revelation to ensure that all the materials are present on sight. Why? Because there was nothing to build with. So the reason for the restoration is to bring back all the materials. Now, all the materials are present on site. It's time to build. So we are in the season of building. We are in a season of building. It's time to build. And that's why when you look at these spirits, as they are also mentioned in Isaiah, they were deliberately mentioned for a reason. Right? Because when it is time to use materials or revelational material to build, you need counsel and might. Why? Because in the place of building, there must be power at work. That's why you need strength. They need to strengthen you. Why? Because it's time to travail. So, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, or the spirit of revelation. Right? The spirit of counsel and might. Counsel and might. It's time to build the house. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Why? Because the whole flow there is for a making. It's time to make. Right? It's time to make. Or it's time to form. It's time to form. It's time to build. It's time to raise. Shall make him of quick. Make him of quick. Understanding in the fear of the Lord. Shall make him. So they are all making spirits. They are making spirits. So you need to understand the season and also understand what the Lord is doing. To know that you have gotten to a stage where the Lord is saying, this is time for a second hearing. Second hearing is a time of formation. Why? Because first of all, laying the precept. Precept laid is for enlightenment. Amen. When precepts are laid, it's for enlightenment. In other words, it's to open the eyes. There is a measure of understanding that you come to, or is also called opening of the eyes. Amen? That's a, when precept is taught, eyes are open. By precept, eyes are open, because precept is not just a mere knowledge. It's a spiritual knowledge meant to enlighten. Are we together? But once precepts are done being taught, the laying of lines is to absorb. Or when you hear line, another word for line is also doctrine. It is doctrine that causes formation. They can't be formed. Things can't form. When something is forming, something is being built. That's why you can't remove line. Line is an instrument of building. Eh? So when you have plummet, you lay the line. It means it's time to build. Precept, probably to show you the design. Amen. Amen. To show you, to say, this is what we want to do. This is where we are going. And you know, when you hear that, it's exciting, actually. It's actually meant to excite. And we all, you know, flew through that. We came under that wing of revelation. That's a revelation is sweet. Why? Because it's painting glory. It's painting glory. It's a highly glorious spirit. That's how when the spirit of revelation is at work, it raptures. It helps you to see. It crosses veil. It shows you the end from the beginning. It shows you the beauty. Why? They want to pull you. Why? Because what pulls us are glories. You are a being of glory. Soul is meant for glory. Soul is meant for beauty. So first, it has to go through that channel to pull you. Eh? But then, it's also sweet. Amen. So the excitement there, that's why when you eat what is sweet, there's an excitement. Either your countenance is enlightened, you are just happy. When you are partaking of something sweet, there is an excitement around it. That is actually the way it's meant to be. But then, while doing that also, there's also a body of knowledge to recalibrate your understanding and let you know that there's going to be time now to make flesh what we've shown to you. It is at that time that what you have taken in that is sweet in the mouth becomes bitter in the belly. Why? Because it's time for healing. Now, the bitter there is also the building. It's the building. They want to give you health. So what gives health naturally is bitter. But they don't start with bitter. If they start with bitter, you won't come. But they know that if we come with sweets that pulls you, it's not just a mere walk. They are also weaving in you an understanding that can anchor your soul to allow the building to commence. So when you hear for the joy, joy is also excitement. So for the joy set ahead of him, what happened? He endured. So what does it mean? That's what I'm saying, that the place of building is also the place of might, strength. When you are enduring something, that means you are going through stuff. But I'm not going through the stuff for naught. I've seen a joy ahead of me. So because of the joy set ahead of me, I can go through the process. Why? Because I'm not shifting my gaze from the goal. So my eye is set. Therefore, I can endure the cross and also despise the shame. Why? Because God is in the business of fleshing what he has spoken. That is true victory in the spirit. True victory in the spirit is not just when it is revealed, it's when it is embodied. That's why no spirit will rest until they come to visibility. Amen. I was saying to all that it's actually time for building. So when it's time for building, things are more deliberate. God is more intentional with us. Things are done more diligently with precision. But you, as the vessel that God is working in, must also understand the season upon you, so that you can interpret God's dealings in your life, because they want to make you appear what has been wrought inside you, or what is invisible must wear flesh. So that's what I'm saying, that when things are hanging, it's not yet the joy of spirits. For the fact that it has come is good, but it must not remain invisible. That's why today you said the invisible God has not been made visible. The Son came to make visible the invisible God. So our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. In other words, the will must be seen. Why? Because the earth is the place of expression. It's the place where invisible things are made visible. So God's work in this season is that what you have heard, they want you to embody it. So, you know, the statement that Daddy made, you know, after the teaching, that's why you need to understand. Then don't tell yourself, I heard this before. Now, I've heard this one before. You don't understand what's going on. Why? Because if you can't discern that the thing being spoken now, they are not being spoken to you as a first hearer, but it's being spoken to you as a material for your building. So then your faculty in processing what is being passed to you will be different. To know that now it's coming to you as an impartation to raise you up. We will understand church. That thing called church, honestly, we don't know it. We don't know it. We don't know the power of church. And I know fully well that heaven is restoring everything, also restoring the wisdom. Amen. John 13. I read from verse 1. It said, now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. He loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and lay aside what? His garment. He lay aside his garment. Amen. So When you look at this scripture, you can relate this scripture also with Philippians. Because garment speaks of glory. Garment speaks of glory. In other words, you can also speak of advantage. Or, in quote, what makes you, in quote, special or different? And we all have some. What gives you an edge that you are aware of? So he said, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. So this law here is a high law of service. Why? Because most of the time we find it easy to serve when we don't have. There is a posture that compels you to service because you feel you are worthless. That's why, for you to truly see the heart of service, let the person begin to engage in garment. In other words, begin to engage in glories. Start having stuff. Now, it could be spiritual, it could be natural, it could be anything. Anything can be garment to us. That's how you see a brother, very humble, very respectful, let him serve you money. You now discover that humility was conditional. It wasn't an inner formation, because inner formation does not give way under any pressure or season. Right? So your charity is not has, is. So it is a person. Are we together? It is a person being described. They are describing a person. Are we together? Some will call this an attribute of this guy. So kindness is an attribute. Some also call it you are qualifying the person because you are trying to describe him. Are we together? So, Jesus wanted to teach us a principle here. And that's why, if this nature, amen. If this nature is not properly formed in us, and that's why also I explained the fact that sometimes when a soul begins to go higher, he stops serving or he serves less. He serves less. Or some can use service as a tool to the top to be served. So when your daddy would say, service is the way of the top, not the way to the top. Why? Because truly, amen. We've seen people very gentle. That's some now. You can't just look at somebody's face. Say that brother, he can't kill a fly. He's a liar. Don't be quick, oh. Unless if that fly that he can't kill is by the law of Christ forming in. Unless it's by the law of Christ formed in him. So Jesus here was trying to teach us a principle. Amen. So, first, what it is that he laid aside his garment to trying to say that, listen, you are going to lay this garment aside forever. It means you have it, but you are not conscious of it. That's laying aside. You remember? That's how you see, this thing is not something that you can do on your own. It's a work. Is a work that needs to be done in us. You know, in that book of Rick Joyner, amen. Amen. And that's what you see. One of the things, by the time you start developing the spirit, the more you develop in the spirit, the more you learn to look up. Why? Because the tendency is there for you to look at what you are wearing. So one of the things that shot Satan, amen, was at some point he was looking at himself. And honestly, God decked him with some stuff. We can't say he wasn't decked with something. Because if actually he wasn't decked with something, we shouldn't be battling like this. He was decked with something. But he was decked with those things to serve. So how the service was going to be acceptable was to keep keeping his gaze on him that made him. So in that book, you remember that they were showing some class of men. I think it was the Rick Joyner book, some class of men. Some men walk, you know, some looking at their garments. Wow, this is fine. Can you French? Emily, come on. All right, bam. Oh, yeah, take picture. Balo Sherry. Oh, nice gown. Okay, Shemiro Wambe. Hey, Jemwo. Me or reside you. Oh, shine gown. The Lord will help us. Amen. But there wasn't some class of men. First of all, is that what they clothed them with was not attractive. It didn't look. Even the person they clothed him with didn't like the garment. It's called cloak of humility. And the people that wore it, they now discover that when those guys got to another rank, angels were just bowing to them. They were just bowing. People, why? This is not as shiny as this other guy. They said, no, they put on the cloak of humility. So, what our Lord was teaching those guys when they came, trying to wrestle who is the greatest, trying to teach them the principle, he said you have to first of all be converted, one, and then humble yourself. Hey, can you see the two? The first one, you may not know how to humble yourself. You are taught how to humble when you have. So first, they will first of all convert you. That conversion, the end product of the conversion is a garment on you. And honestly, the garment is also an authority in the spirit that also command honor. And I say, this is good. But then, if you truly want to be the greatest, you now have to humble yourself. So that place of he made himself of no reputation and he also humbled himself. Amen. There's a place where he said he humbled himself. So, you see? And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient. Do you know why? Amen. Yeah. Oh, the Lord will grant us understanding. Yeah. Listen, that thing called obedience, there is conditional obedience. There are certain obediences that we are forced to do because there is no choice. You don't have option. You have to do it. Let me tell you, such in the spirit don't have so much weight. It doesn't have so much weight. Why? Because you don't have a choice. You just have to carry it. But where they count obedience is that you have a choice. You can choose not to do it. What that means is that you have option. And you can decide which one to pick. So, looking at this, we said, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now, listen, this was a whole process on how to form a man to be qualified to sit on the throne. And how you also know that when I see some of these things were imposed, of the father forced it on him. He has come of age, he's a son. So he said, of my own volition, my father taught me how to lay down my life by myself. I also have the power to take it back. That is where true service is. Spirits in the air, how they also identify us is when we get to that zone of having choices. And then we choose what will please God. You know, the Spirit talks over us. In the garden, there were two options. The tree of life was there. Knowledge of good and evil was there. And God gave an instruction. Don't do this one. Clear instruction. But a choice was made. That's why we said the man was not deceived. At Gethsemane, there was a choice. And the father said, I'm not going to force you. Whatever you choose, we will stand by it. Whatever you choose, we will stand by it. And eventually he said, not my will. Let's come back to that place. So he rises from supper and lay aside his garment and took what? A towel. Now, see these two. Garment is a cloth of honor and glory. Towel is a tool of service. So he has to, and you know, the place he used the towel for will require him to stoop down. So it wasn't forced. He took it. A principle, a law that the father taught him, instructed him that he needed to take the towel here to wash the feet of his followers as a pattern of what a master should do to his followers. Eh? That's why in most cases, you describe the flock. They are kings, so. You don't know flocks are king? Eh? You don't know. If people are kings, you don't know. Eh? Because you have many rights and you are to be served. So he took a towel and gathered himself. Why? Because while washing your feet, I'm also being washed. The water will touch me as well. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. So why feet? Why your feet? That is actually the place of your conversation. Why? Because once the feet are washed, the hands will be clean and the heart will be pure. Why? Because the conversation you have is as a result of your walk. And you walk with your feet. You walk with your soul. So he knew that if the feet are washed, not only that, washed and clean. What Peter said is also prophetic. Because Peter said, don't only wash my feet, oh, wash my hands and wash my head. He's saying something. Why? Because your feet, once your feet are washed, your hands will be clean. Because hands are for works. So the quality of your work will determine your works. And eventually, it also affects your thinking. So he said, no, once the feet are washed, the whole body will be clean. He was trying to teach a principle. Amen. Yeah. So after he had poured water into a basin, he began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel. That's what I'm saying. One has to be very skillful while washing. Why? Because if you must not just have water, you must also have towel. Why? Because if you have water without towel, the same thing will get dirty again. And it will be worse. Why? Because a wet feet in dust is worse than a dry feet clean in dust. So he had two. He had the water, he had the towel. And then he washed and washed and washed and washed. While washing, he was also looking at a standard in the spirit that the feet must meet. Amen. Amen. And you know that sometimes towel helps to determine if you are clean. Some of us don't like white towel. You're going to get brown or black towel. Get white towel. I'm sure that towel around his ghetto was white. Now, do you know, for some of us that use white towel, you are forced to wash your body very well. So at the place of clean the water, it won't turn brown. All our sisters, married sisters, make sure you get a white towel for your husband. See, they're all shouting, Pastor, you want to expose us? Shay, see now, I have a white towel here. Eh? Once I do, and you know, once you do once, you first of all want brown thing. And some of us, see, all this pancake you put, you can't use white. So, now, you now discover the reason why he now said, I've washed, but one of you is not clean. Well, because first, he will wash the feet. What, when it's done, and he knows, I think, let's now apply towel. Towel is to approve that the feet have been washed clean. But then you know that in most cases, we don't even know that this whole arrangement around our lives is to make us clean. You can't wash yourself. No, you can't wash yourself clean. You can't wash yourself clean. You cannot. So they will teach us how to hold the sponge. Maybe do like this. Even after this, there are some parts. By the time you pour water, water will not touch. Somebody has to be there to do some little scrubble. So we need one another to be thoroughly washed and clean. That's why till tomorrow, honestly, if you see any spiritual man that became spiritual without church, without brethren, is a fake Christ. You just have something is not normal with this person. His aroma will be strange to you. Why? Because God's wisdom in building a spiritual man that will end up becoming a spirit is that he must be in the midst of the brethren and then service one another. Do you know the apostles understood that because Jesus taught them? Eh? Jesus taught them. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter what the past has been. It doesn't matter your exposure. It doesn't matter your experience. Eh? It doesn't matter your environment. Bro, sis, I can tell you that you can become another man. Only if you yield and submit to God's wisdom. You know, I was thinking about something this morning, and then as the whole thing just dawned on me, I was excited. And I discovered that, Jesus, I'm not yet like you. When I look at the measurement, in fact, I don't mean that I'm somewhere at all. I'm wondering how he gathered those 12. Jesus is a man of the future. It is when he's looking at you now, he's not seeing you. He has seen your end. So he's relating with you from your end point. So all your excesses, he's not seeing it. Why? Because he knows that if you don't give up, that weight will drop. That's why as a shepherd, one thing that God has to bless a shepherd with is sight. And also largeness of heart. Why? Because some flock, let me tell you, they won't drop some excesses quickly. Now, listen, the reason why it's also fashioned that way is because that thing too is an iron that needs to sharpen another. Now, it means those excesses are put there to save another and cleanse another. You'll be wondering, when God says cleanse, it's not all water. Everyone can use excesses to cleanse you. But when I'm saying cleansing now, you are thinking about Magola, Oro Makande, Oro Akara, Kukuramanga, Garogo. No, it's not like that. Why? Because those 12 guys he brought together, I was just trying to imagine, their temperament was different. Just imagine Peter. Energy! Hey! Energy! Jesus was not afraid of that energy. Bold. He can dare anything. Eja Lord is already out. Some of us are like that. So, by saving these 12, he has saved the whole world. He has saved the whole world. Is it John? You think, you know, so they say, John, oh, the apostle of love. It wasn't like that at the beginning. They were calling them sons of thunder. They're the one that say, let's fire, come on them. That same one you saw resting on Jesus' chest, now thunder, with one eye open. But you know what? Jesus having those 12 characters, it is the whole kingdom of mankind. And he said, I can save all men. The only one that would decide that I don't want to be saved, now your choice. Do you know this other guy, Simeon? You know he's from these zealots. You know those guys that are activists. You know some of our activists mind. And I see some of you now. You are activists. Jesus deliberately gathered those natures. Some of us are very critical. Everything must show evidence. People cannot fool me. I've gone to school. Jesus is not afraid of you, brother. You've gone to school, right? A scholar is in your midst. He's not afraid of your thinking. And Jesus never said, ha! Thomas, have you been with me? Now, sir, you won't see. But he helped this man, upgraded him. It means Jesus lowered himself and identified with his weakness. If now you go slap Thomas. Kilo share? Kilo share? Mo can invest for nothing. Mo invest for nothing. Eh? To show sign. Or what me? Ha! Thomas! Ah! Yeah! How do we say first investment? He just came, he understood his friend. He said, Peter, Thomas, see it. Oya, touch it. But do you know you can upgrade more than this? Blessed are those that believe without seeing. That thing caught him. That thing. From that day, people say, from that day, did you see Thomas again? Thomas was somewhere. Thomas was somewhere. Why? Because he took that thing and went to India. Do you know India? It's stronger than Europe. Why? Because Indians naturally are conservative. Highly traditional till now. It's more or less like you entering. Why? Because they believe in community. That's why places where gospel, Europe did not really exercise so much of community life. The frame of the culture there didn't really give space for it. You know, this kind of places where it's a bit tight to truly enter, that this gospel is yet to fully conquer, are places where they keep community. Islam is community. Indians is community. Most of this Asia, you go to China, it's community. It's difficult to break. But this guy went down, shook ground. There is power in community, sir. I won't lie to you. So he came and he showed it. And he wasn't bitter. Jesus was not bitter. He didn't feel disappointed. He was compassionate. And he felt, you need help. But are you okay now? That thing. Is it Matthew? Say Matthew. The tax collector. See, eh? One of the reasons why Peter hated that guy. Because they saw him as a betrayer. This guy is a traitor. You'll be working with Roman Empire. to be persecuting your own people. And Jesus brought all those guys together. He bought all of them. So that thing was a mixture. Jesus was cooking one soup. Those guys brought together. He was mixing things. When he was done mixing it, you can't compare the Peter of the beginning and the Peter of the end. Is it John? Is it John that caused fire to come down? He's called Apostle of Love. So, true, things might not necessarily be in order now, but there is a spirit brooding upon you. Only if you allow the spirit to brood and brood thoroughly till the end. So when the Lord, now as that's why I say church is not church. Listen, I'm not trying to, you know, I know by now our mind is far in you, you know, above that. To now understand church and also understand brethren and understand community life. It's God's wisdom for cleansing. That's the daddy will say, even if you have a single sister, and I'm saying it now, that I've never lived with people. Maybe probably you're a bit exposed, you have some money, you stay alone. Nobody from there should enter marriage. You will crash. They have to pick you, and then you need to stay with community. You know, some like their own, say my own, that you call my own space. Say my space. You have your room to yourself. You come, you play with everybody. Nobody can stay with you. You need your private. And then from there, you won't marry straight. Say straight. Yeah. You won't do what? Say marry straight. That's why even if you have such opportunity, you must be wise to deliberately tell yourself, I'm going to be staying here for some 2-3 days. Let the thing rub on you. Huh? Let the thing rub on you. Let it rub on you. Because there are some tendencies in you that you don't know. Some you discover that when you were living alone, life was sweet. Imagine you met brethren. You know, they are not the problem. Those things are always being you. Only that it never showed. Same thing also with brother. Why? Because if truly, 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 you are truly the way you think you are, no brother should shake you. Say shake. You know some brother, there are some paper. In any way you touch it, something will brush you. Something will brush. Something will brush you now. Why? Because heaven is trying to tell you, hey, listen, there are things buried in you that you don't even know they are there. So be in the midst of brethren will further expose those things, and then you can start learning how to overcome them. Why? Because once you get married, and that's what those things start showing, it's always worse. Why? Because we all thought you are very good. And then suddenly you step into an estate. And you say, hey, don't go to that house. You know, flock talk to themselves. Don't go there. They go pepper you. So learn to live in a community. Develop it. Mix with people. Let the life rub on you. Smell it. So when you discover that same wisdom, go and check it. When all the people that believed in Acts of Apostles, when he said they were all living together, some people said maybe they first of all do a tent. One large tent. And everybody was just under that tent. No, no, no. It's not like that. It's not like that. There was a life that they all subscribed to. Let me show you that place. Amen. Go to Acts. Acts chapter 2. Very quickly. Amen. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, that ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, unto your children, unto all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. Verse 40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day were what? Added unto them about 3,000 souls. Now, you will discover that some words are used in Acts of Apostles that has to do with adding. So that you see, added unto them, which were the pillars, the apostles, or sometimes you see the word added to the Lord. It's the same thing. Why? Because those guys are holding. They are holding what the Lord used to save them. So, added to the church. You know, it's not a physical building. So, the people that were saved and were added to the church were actually added to the apostles. Now, there was something that you could see in all of them that was common to all of them. It's community life. See this place. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you. There was a bit that said from house to house. Is it before or after? Amen. Thank you. All right. So, and they continued what? Steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. 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 One can't do fellowship. I want to fellowship with the Lord. You're lying. There is a place for it. But the true test of your fellowship with the Lord is your fellowship with your brethren. That's what qualifies you for entrance is also loving the brethren. So having heard of your faith and your love towards all the saints, you are qualified to have access to the spirit of wisdom and revelation, spirit of building. Number one is that you must have passed the test of loving the brethren. And there's no way you can love from afar. You can't love from afar. When you say kiss, can you kiss from afar? Kiss talks of intimacy. For me to kiss, I must be close to you. Even if it's even a peg, I must be very, I can say, which can kiss with that? So it speaks to intimacy, nearness. So there can be nearness until we come together. We rub on one another. Then I also develop certain virtues of the spirit. How will I learn how to endure if I'm not given the platform to exercise my muscles of endurance? You can endure with yourself. Any enjoyment with yourself is self. So how to test it is with another. So they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Not only that, and fellowship. So truly, if you are following the doctrine, it should be with fellowship. And breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Continue, please. And all that believed were what? And had all things common. All things common. Not all things in common. So it means the same law is at work in them. So he said contend. Contend for the faith. It's also called the common faith. That was once delivered unto you. So it means that all of us, the same mind is running us. Amen. Amen. And so their possessions and goods. And you remember that this one, and Daddy also taught it. Because they were under the same spirit of faith. That spirit also instructed them what they needed to do because they were needs. He didn't come and say, guys, that's how sometimes the Lord will help us. We shouldn't always wait. Please. Please. And that's why you see, giving can be tiring when you don't truly develop in the spirit and tune, there are things you can see. And personally, you can trust God for. And God will deliver it to you. You just come and drop it. Some of us, it's until that thing come to people though. Even that thing come here itself, we still have to wait on plenty Holy Ghost. This church. What are we not going to give in this church? This one, give. Birthday, give. Marriage, give. Shoe, give. Give. Or something already brewed in your heart. You know, there are things you can trust God for. Why? Because you are descendants. I'm too sure these people, because they were under the same canopy, it just occurred to them, guys, there are needs. Let's go and sell. Was it written there? The apostle said, guys, there are needs, oh. The family of Adeite, we have seen that street. You have 3 plots of land. Go and sell it. No. That is the people were responding by the Spirit. And it wasn't like that all the time. There was a need and people were responding by the Spirit. May we come there? Yeah. That everything is not going to be instructions. Why? Because when you start thinking that way, somebody was talking about wealth. When you start thinking that way, and you are functioning with that frequency, everyone can start channeling resources. Why? Because there's a way you position yourself to see need of the kingdom. You're always searching. What's lacking here? And they know that, no, this guy, we can pump more. So they sold their possession on goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And look at verse 46. And they continuing what? Daily with what? With one accord in the temple and what? And breaking bread from house to house. It's possible there was 10 people gathered, but I'm too sure it was a house thing. Because if the apostles were moving from house to house to break bread, it was the same life being felt in every home. I'm saying to you and I that wisdom is also wisdom of serving one another. Some gospels are very hard to hear. If you are not enlightened, like when you hear your money is not your money, who heard it the first time and said that? Church, ye, my money is not my money. He didn't feel that. Let me show. What is the issue with this eternal embassy? How would he say my money is not my money? My money is not my money. Will they collect credit for work? Not be me. Will they sweat? Not be me. Actually, your money is not your money. But you see, everyone can only say that to you because you were enlightened. To another, they say, your money is your money. Oh. But when you grow, you know that your money is not your money. Therefore, your life is not your life. This body is not your body. He called it the temple of the Holy Ghost. And this is where you will give account for it. How you used it. That's why don't eat too sugar. Do you like sugar? You like Coke? Some of you like Coke. I don't think I take Sprite. What's the difference? Or I take malt. Learn to take off your body. Learn to take, because you give account how you use this body. So in other words, everything you have is not yours. You know my wife is not mine. You are laughing. She prays seriously. So when you are thinking that way, you have rest now. Your children are not yours. You brought nothing. You go with nothing. So everything you have is just a privilege to serve. So let me tell you, what wicked gospel is this pillar of truth that Satan went and removed? So individualism now came into church. Hero worship. We don't worship plurality. So when you come, my children, my wife, myself. Amen. Yeah. Something came to my mind. It made me laugh. As you occur to you when you want to buy something and you think beyond just you and your husband, you factor bro gap, just branching in. So you see branch. So you have counted like 10 brothers will just branch. Say branch. So when you see brother through the window, shit, I want him ball. But let me tell you, there's no way you will do that. I never will not bless you. Why? Because you are supplying. Imagine a couple trying to buy something. And then they were telling Pastor, I want to buy something. And we are thinking about the brethren. Some of you want to buy a car now. You buy, if some if you have a car that have just two seats. Even the reason for the other two is because you may think, Tabalo Monko, where would they sit? So would have just car with just you and your husband, two seats. It will not be an excuse, right? We would have carried you, but it's just two seats. So those guys were moving from house to house. Did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added what? To the church or to the community daily, such as should be saved. So in the process, when you submit to community life, you get transformed quickly. Why? Because there are things in you that will be dealt with before you switch. Now let me now tell you how water is dunk inside you. There's no way your fountain can spring if first you don't learn to be washed. Why? Because as they wash you, they are digging your well. As they wash you, they are digging your well. That's why those that wash are those that have water. But those that have water, they were also washed. They wash you. You dig your well. You must have water. You must have water. That's why don't play with your single estate. It's an estate to dig well. Why? Because when you get married, you need to wash her. Woe is you when you don't have water. Washing of the water by the word. You need water. Not only your water must be clean. So you can see all this. Amen. Amen. So when you are going through the process of sanctification, you are being walked in, you are being changed, you are being cleansed, you are being washed. They are also sprinkling water on you. Right, because the water pouring on you is also gathering. It's gathering. The water is gathering. So when you see in Ezekiel, he said, I will sanctify my great name. Okay, let me just jump from verse. He said, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. What will not happen in verse 26? A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And you know, heart of flesh is a full charity man. Is a man that can tremble before the Father. Father needs fleshy heart to work with. That's a template for the Spirit of the living God to write upon. But before you get there, they have to sprinkle clean water upon you. Now, look at all these things here. Amen. Let me say this. He's coming by the second time. You see, I understand sometimes when they said, Gen Z. Sometimes when you hear Gen Z, some of you feel one kind. Are you Gen Z? Oh, I thought you were Gen Z. No, some of you are saying no, but somewhere, when they say Gen Z, and they speak something against Gen Z, they think they pain you. Because I see it in your face. I understand that spirit is upon you. But you must be higher than that spirit. I remember late last year, then the spirit was trying to make me see when Paul say, I am a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation. And everyone should be careful how you build upon that foundation. That some will build with gold, some with precious stone, some with silver, some with wood, some with hay, and some with stubble. You know, there are all kinds of generations. Yes. There are all kinds of generations. But ultimately, what must stand as a sure foundation must be gold. So the reason why your faith is being tried, it means no matter the generation you are in, you must be tried upward. Eh? And then I perceive, my spirit was saying, this generation is a generation. That's a AI. It's a generation. A weaker generation will come after this hate generation. It's called stubborn. Now, listen, they also have a strength. Your strength, you easily yield to spirits. You are very volatile. That's why when you see all those materials mentioned, the ones that catches fire quick, only that when they catch fire, they also burn quick and end. Wood can see stay fire longer, but it will finish. But from silver, that's the beginning of Christ. And then tried stone, precious stone, then you move to gold. So from that silver, you are beginning to appear. Once you move to precious stone, you are getting close. The Father can see you. But any order from there, you can translate. Listen, you can go above your generation. That's why you guys don't have so much weight in most cases, right? You are more prone to sound than words. That's why beats. Eh? What you will see our people dance to today, 10 years ago, they go slap you. Eh? Once they combine that sound, oh my goodness, the words don't mean anything to you. You see, okay, what is this person saying? That's why you are quick to, you know, it's a spirit. So you are, when I mean light, I'm not trying to insult you. Understand me. I'm talking about a kind of a spirit that you can also take advantage of. It means you can move. You are more windy. Only you need substance. That's why they catch fire quickly. Like the old ones. They're just there. Thinkers. Always thinking. No. Think spirits. That's why when you are wise, you fetch both from the old and the new. So don't tell yourself the old, no. No. You need both. So I'm already thinking, if hair is like this, this stubborn generation, they'll be faster than you. They will catch quicker than you. But then we must leverage on ability to be swift to be carried. Ability to be swift to be carried and then have substance with it. Oh my God. Do you know ego is very swift? But ego has weight. So there is a combination of both weight and swiftness. Quick to catch. Yet you have weight in the spirit. Weight in the spirit. You are heavy. So when you hear invest, invest in observation, invest in values of the spirit, invest in faith, invest in meditation, invest in your personal development. What are they saying in essence? They are saying, no, you have capacity to be swift. Why will it be swift and you don't carry weight? So add to yourself. Add things to yourself. Why? Because your capacity to be swift means you can carry any weight. If you follow the order of the spirit. So how we get developed, how we change, how we get transformed, amen, is by our togetherness. That's why I love what, you know, at the beginning when Pastor Wuta was asking, oh, how many of us were there during the... Don't say, oh no, this one is for young people. We have to think beyond that because you're also a helper. An helper that must also guide the singles. Even if you are not married, they are doing things for children. Put your eye there to know how children should be handled. Because for many of we only pay attention to things when that's to favor us directly. We are not thinking large. Because when you think above yourself, you will see how the mothers carry children. Some of us, since we'll be in this church, we'll never carry any of this picking here. Carry and do, learn how to, when your own come, you now do spontaneous, Abby. You do spontaneous. And some will just come, Abby, spontaneous. Why? Because all those things, they're all schoolmasters. To train yourself, you train, you develop skill. Some is only our own child will they carry you. You won't carry another person's child. Our sister, do you know how to change pampers? You say, okay, sister, who has baby now that can do that very well? Because I know Zion is a pro. Me, I know, of all of them, Zion is a pro.
You just tell Sister Joy, today I want to learn how to, I'll go and do it. And then she's watching. Eh? She's watching, okay, you do it this way, you do it this way, you do it this way. When you say raise children, it's not until you have your own, no. So, all these things, they sit in our relationship one with another. Amen. You are going to see that everything there is relational. Everything there is relational. Everything. Then guidelines on how to keep those orders without breaking laws. All the relationship you can think about on your sojourn here is in Ephesians chapter 6. And then you'll be wondering, this thing, how? You now see, we wrestle not. But when you say wrestling, you want to think about one day where you have one spirit with sword in your dream, and you are doing like this with the spirit. Eh? How you wrestle is by this. And I say, children, obey what? Your parents in the Lord. That itself is a warfare. Why? Because for some of us, our issue is obeying spiritual authority. And you don't know how much spirit sit on that thing. Eh? What should you do? Obey your parents in the Lord. For this is what? This is right. It means this is righteousness. It's not simple. For you to keep this commandment and not be faulty here, you have to keep worrying. Honor thy father and mother. Eh? Sometimes you want to look back and feel that, mommy didn't do me well. You must honor them. Mommy wasn't nice to you, but she's your mother. You must not break law there. Give what is due to your parents. You must honor them. Honor your parents. All these are also principle of your transformation, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest what? Live long on the earth. You know, say, ye fathers. So fathers also have their own commandment. Do what? Provoke not your children to wrath. Don't overuse your authority as a father. You can provoke as well. Bringing them up in the nurture and what? Admonition of what? Of the Lord. Amen. Look at the next one. Servant, be what? Be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh. You could see that this is a total life. And by the time you look at your life, all these are compartments in you. At work, you have masters. You have your line managers. And there are also expectations. Some could be tough, but remember that whatever you go through is for your making, and you must not break rank. Don't say, oh, he's an unbeliever. No, there are still laws that you must keep there. Amen. So, servant, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh. With what? With fear and trembling. And what? Singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as what? Servants of Christ. You are serving Christ. Doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be what? Or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing threatening. Amen. So, it's possible that we can have this kind of setting to have a master-servant relationship, and both are Christians. Or you could be the one that is actually the master who is a Christian. Don't always use threatening. Use as a platform to administer life, knowing that your master also in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, what? Be what? Be strong in the Lord. And what? Did you see the beginning of the message? When I talk about might. So, that place of building. Let me tell you, what happened here is to prepare you for building. It's to prepare you for building. But once you move out, you'll start engaging with laws. Your brethren, your sister, your brother, your boss, your wife, your husband, your family, your father, your mother, your siblings. You were engaging. Colleagues, you were engaging. And you must engage lawfully. So as you do so, you're also being built. You are being built. Before you know it, you start seeing virtues coming out of you. You can forbear more. Amen. You can endure more. And before you know, you become more beautiful. Eh? More beautiful. And before you know, you start seeing brothers now. La la la. You are appearing on brothers' list. They know good things. When they see that this sister, you won't appear on any list. Who know One Piece? My brother, I lie. No one One Piece. They even said, now even thieves, they want to marry Christian. So they can be praying for them. When they go on operation. Well, I'm just trying to say, every man wants peace. Peace. So you must develop yourself from within. And as you are doing that, you think you are not joking, you are worrying. So finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to what? To stand against the wiles of the devil. You not be wondering. So how come all this thing mentioned, you not move to principality and powers? Why? Because all the places we mention, they are all faculties of expressions of the spirit. Yes. Yes. They are the footstool of spirits. Home is a footstool in the spirit. Your place of work is a footstool. Why? Because spirit work where soul gather. Spirit work where soul gather. Look at all the places mentioned here. They are all fellowship zones. Check it. They are all relational. There is a communion going on there. It's also the same place where spirit also want their own expression to be seen. In answer, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, where? In high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, stand therefore. What are we saying? I'm saying to you and I that they've moved material to the building site. It's not time for building, and we need strength. We need might. That when the building starts, we will do all to stand, and we will endure. I say we will endure. Yeah. We will not truncate the process. The Lord will strengthen our heart to stay. Yeah. We will not choose another alternative. Yeah. Stand there for having your loins get about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Even in this season, the Lord will teach us how to fight. Amen. The Lord will teach us how to war. Amen. We will not be weak. Amen. We will not give up. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will strengthen your hearts. You allow faith to be tried to have finished. It will move from praise to honor and glory. I say you will not give up. You will not give up. He said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or trials. They are not trying you to destroy you. They are trying you to make you better. To fortify you and make you strong, formidable in the spirit. We are asking the Lord, we will not run away. Whatever it is, our Lord Jesus will allow patience to have a perfect work. We will not hasten out of your hand. We will not choose a shortcut. But Jesus will find grace. 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 Grace to allow you. Grace to allow you. He says, suffer it to be so that I may fulfill all righteousness. Allow it. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. The current arrangement, let it be. The dealings of the hour, let it be.
The delay of the hour, let it be. The denial of the hour, let it be. Riklia mora saprodania. Liga dovra kamala shandeli. Akori emele singa. Maraika dovra kamala nindo. Rakamala shine berehino brate velie kezambo. Maregala rossi bringa nora kavine. Bia no mara shandalia. Kasobria ne barota. Melegiria prosobana, hika dori breto sebrea toriant, erebandelia kaze bazeze karobra nina roma candeli erosuma, brica to frata malere ke dua braca segedura kamane, rakabasha catalica prosia teni marantelia catelia. He said, the whole father of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, I bow down my knees. I bow down my knees. I bow down my knees and I pray that you may be strengthened with might in your inner man by the Spirit. By the Spirit, strengthened from within. Strengthened from within. Strengthened from within. Strengthened from within. Strength. 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 Strength, Father. Strength. Strength. He said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family, you can see that family is a community, in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. The Lord Jesus will not give up. We will not give up. We will not give up. We will not give up. The present arrangement around us will not give up. We will not give up. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, our Father.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.